The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, and I have with me my co-host,
the Sam Brewski, and this is Hoop Bowl Grizz.
We're running it back.
Here we go.
Technical difficulties.
Awful.
It will not be running it back for you all. This will be the first time you hear it, but we did record this podcast yesterday.
Yes.
And for some reason, my computer decided to mess up and delete the file. And I've hunted and hunted and hunted and reset and rebooted and done all kinds of crap. Could not find it. So here we go again.
So depressing, but it is what it is, and let's get it.
Shifting gears a little bit with the whole show, we have been covering draft prospects. Today, we are going with the 2021, and I'm going to say I said way too early predictions yesterday.
Way too freaking early.
But honestly, it's probably not all that early after the news today. Sam, did you see the news today?
Oh boy, I don't know if I did.
So Shams and Woj both tweeted out the NBA is eyeing December 22nd.
Okay.
For the return of the season.
I have not seen that yet.
So our way too early predictions are
slightly
probably,
too early.
Yeah, it's just too early. So we'll see. I will say this, Sam. There's a lot of logistics for them to work out in order for the season.
Yeah.
So this is how I think. This is how, in my mind, I envision this working itself out. You have to have free agency. If you're starting games December 22nd, free agency has got to start in November, like November 1 before the draft. I can't imagine. Like, I don't know how you start free agency after the draft. The draft is November 18th.
Yep.
If you have the draft and you start free agency the day after the draft, you're going to have from the 19th to...
You're going to have literally 4 weeks, and that's not even including your preseason.
Yeah, it's going to be like it will.
You're going to have 2 weeks, and then your preseason starts.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It'll be like 2 weeks of free agency. It just seems like a mess. I'm not gonna doubt them a whole lot because they killed it in the bubble. They nailed it in the bubble, and I had a lot of doubts going into that.
Great job.
All the people that are making these decisions, the main, like, the driving factor for this is if the NBA starts after Christmas, they're going to lose like freaking $500 million in revenue or something stupid. And
that's
so
nuts.
That's what they're looking at. You know, money drives everything. It's a little bit scary. The guys that ran deep in the bubble, the conference finals teams, the four teams that made the conference finals, it's scary for them because they're going to be in dire need of rest. And I'm certain that with it flipping like this, that there is going to be extra rest days, kind of.
Shorter season, probably.
Yeah, I think, okay, so nothing is in stone yet, but the projections that I saw were a 72-game season starting December 22nd. So 72-game season, you're starting basically 2 months later than what they normally would. And that's about...
They did that back in 2011-12. I don't remember the exact number of games, but that's when all that lockout stuff was going on. Do you remember that? And they started December 25th?
They started on Christmas?
Yes, they started Christmas. That was the first game. It was Lakers-Bulls. There was a game before that, but that was the game I watched.
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't remember that, man.
They had quite a few games.
I remember what you're saying, but as far as like actual...
It's possible.
Yeah. You know what I want more than anything, man? I want
$1 million.
Well, I'm basketball related. So if I'm asking for money, it's definitely more than $1 million.
$2 million.
But I want to see a Grizzlies Christmas Day game. That's what I want to see. Ja versus Zion on Christmas.
That would be pretty neat.
In the FedEx Forum with fans in the seats.
People there.
So I could be there and watch that game live on Christmas Day. It would be freaking amazing.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Yes, please sign me up.
I'm in.
All right, so let's jump into these predictions. We're 5 minutes into the show, and we've not really talked to you yet. We told you it was early predictions. So, Sam,
yo,
we are going to run this off. Let's do Rookie of the Year, Most Improved Player, Defensive Player of the Year, MVP, in that order. Rookie of the Year, 2021 Rookie of the Year. Sammy boy, who you got?
LaMelo Ball. I'm feeling pretty good about that. That's a safe bet.
Okay. So your prediction is LaMelo Ball. My next question is, who drafts him? Where does he go, Sam?
That's tough. That's tough. I've been thinking about that because, I mean, the first pick's Timberwolves, right? Am I correct?
Yep.
And then Warriors.
Golden State.
Mm-hmm. And then who's third?
I should know that.
Is it the – no, it ain't the Knicks.
Man. I feel terrible that I don't know that. I'm going to pull it up real
quick.
Okay,
that's fine.
I'll get the draft order. So, anyway, go ahead, and I'll pull this up while you're talking.
He's going to go top three, I would assume. Well, I don't know. You know, because that's tough there, because this is kind of a throw-up. Because, you know, well, in the last –
I know the Bulls are four.
Yeah. I cannot think of who's third to save my life.
Yeah, it's so dumb. I can't.
And we watched that, too. That's sad. Sad for me, anyway. But
it's killing me.
I could really see the Warriors. I don't know. The Warriors really could use a center. He's going to go top three for sure. Maybe. I don't see the.
Charlotte is three. The Hornets are three.
I could see him going to that team for sure because he's a LaMelo Ball, and he could basically play pretty much every position.
I know there's been chatter of the Hornets liking James Wiseman at three. And I don't see – Minnesota is not taking Wiseman.
I don't see the Warriors not taking Wiseman.
You think
I think the Warriors will. That's the guy from Memphis, right? I want to make sure I'm correct. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Wiseman is the kid
from
Memphis.
I don't see him making it past two. No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
I see the Warriors taking him there. And I would probably say LaMelo would probably go either – I don't see him going to the T-Wolves.
If you're a Bulls fan and LaMelo Ball drops to you at four, you need to be thanking the basketball guys.
You need to be thanking somebody for sure.
Like, he is the number one talent in this draft. In my opinion, he's hands down the number one overall pick, regardless of the team. Timberwolves, Warriors, whoever, don't care. LaMelo Ball. Because of his size, he can play the three.
I was just about to say that. And they don't have Bob Covington anymore. The T-Wolves
don't.
That's
it.
That's what I'm going
with.
T-Wolves done.
I don't think that they take him one, though.
That's what I'm just going to say, though, because it makes sense to me, because that's what I would do, because they don't have Bob Covington anymore.
No.
They don't have Andrew Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got Karl Anthony Towns. You got D'Angelo Russell. You got that Okogie guy who's kind of hit and miss, really.
He's still young. He's still developing.
He
played well toward the end of the season before it got shut down.
Yep.
But, I mean, I don't know.
He's still learning, so.
Do you play him over LaMelo? And I don't think so.
No,
but,
not right now.
You know, it's – I think LaMelo definitely fits in. He'll fit anywhere that he goes. I don't see why you don't take him with the number one pick. Anthony Edwards, to me
– that's a three.
He has holes in his game, and I'm not saying LaMelo doesn't, but LaMelo's played against professionals. I like LaMelo Ball. He's my number one overall pick. So you're saying that you think he goes T-Wolves?
That's what I'm going to go with. That sounds good. That's what I would do if I was them, because I got to thinking. I was like, well, they got Robert Covington. No, they don't, because they traded him to the Rockets. They don't have Andrew Wiggins. He's with the Warriors now.
Yeah, he was in the deal that got D'Lo over
uh-huh,
there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I would say, yeah, I'd take LaMelo Ball, T-Wolves, done.
Yeah, point forward, D'Angelo Russell – I don't know. I'm not a huge Timberwolves guy. I don't know a whole lot about how they're going to run that lineup. I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's going to be crazy to me if you take. I've watched and read about Anthony Edwards, and there's nothing that he has done for me that I'm taking him over LaMelo Ball. Anyway, moving forward. So your Rookie of the Year, LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo Ball
for the Timberwolves.
Yep.
But you don't care where he goes. You think that he's in the running for Rookie of the Year.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yep.
Here's mine, Sam. And you already know this because you heard it yesterday.
But I tell you what, you blew my damn mind.
I did. Yep. You guys First time hearing it for you. Bowl, bowl. That is my prediction.
Whoa.
He played well in the bubble. I think that he is definitely going to be on the roster. And the games that he played in the bubble, it's not enough in order for him. Like, he's still going to be eligible.
Is that official?
Like, well, he didn't play any games that counted in the bubble, did he?
Besides that, but those games didn't count. That's right. Yeah, he played a couple.
He has not played
an NBA game then, not that I know of.
I'd have to go back and look.
Hang on.
Sam's going to pull it up. Sam's looking it up, and maybe he did play. Did he play some of the playoff games?
He did play a couple playoff games. It said that Bobo contributed 11 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal in 9 minutes during Friday's loss to the Jazz in Game 3. So, yeah, he's played a couple playoff games, but no regular season.
I'll have to read and see. He may not be eligible, but I don't care. Bobo, rookie of the year.
Blew my mind.
I'm not changing it now. I've got to read into those rules a little bit more to find out. He may not even qualify. If he does, I'll know before we record the next show, and if he doesn't, I'm picking somebody else. But if he is eligible for Rookie of the Year next year, that's my guy. All right, moving on. We are going Most Improved Player next. Sam, who you got? MIP, you went first Rookie of the Year. I'm sticking with the Denver Nuggets.
Get it.
Not because they're my favorite team. If you listen to the podcast, you know who I'm cheering for. But Michael Porter Jr., he averaged 9 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block, or one assist. There's no way those numbers don't jump a ton next year. I think Michael Porter Jr. is most improved player.
He looked great. In the playoffs when he played.
Yep, there were some times when he struggled. He's going to. He's young. It's a learning curve. I think Malone is going to get that offense. It's obviously not going to run through Michael Porter Jr., but he is going to be a significant part of it next year, and he is my front runner for most improved player.
I ain't going to hate on that because I contemplated him myself, so.
All right, Sam, but who you got? Who's your most improved player?
You already know, but they don't. Brandon Clark. That's who I'm sticking with because it's been between him, Michael Porter, but you got him. That's fine. Cam Reddish, Colby White. You know, I think those guys, they get some playing time in them, any of those guys, but I'm going Brandon Clark because all he's got to do, get some more minutes. He's a stat stuffer. He really is. He's great.
He is. And that's, you know, I think it's tough for a second-year guy to win most improved. Not saying it's not completely out of the question, but you just generally don't see it.
Brandon
done his rookie year. You can see the upside. You can see what he's capable of. He was working on his range toward the end of the season last year because him and JV operate in the same areas. And you got to get away from that if you're going to have both of those guys on the floor at the same time. And at some point, you're going to probably need both of those guys on the floor at the same time. So Brandon being able to stretch his range is definitely going to be a big plus. I like the pairing, although Gorgui is not going to be here after the 2021 season.
No.
Whether they trade him for the expiring contract or just the fact that he's the expiring contract, I can't imagine that they hold on to him. I think that he does get moved. But, you know, because Gorgui can stretch it, and so you can let Brandon do what he does down low, and you don't have to worry about those two operating in the same space. So BC is his most improved, Sam's most improved, and mine is Michael Porter. What you got, man?
Well, and there's another one I was going to mention, Josh Jackson.
Okay.
I think he has a lot of potential, too.
He does. I think – so, he was torching them in the G League. He showed, if nothing else with Josh Jackson, he showed that he deserves to be in the NBA.
Absolutely.
He was dominant in the G League for the Hustle, just wearing these kids out down there. The fit is going to make all the difference in the world. I think that wherever he goes... I hope wherever he goes, because he's not going to be in Memphis. He's not going to be a Grizzly. I would be okay if he is a Grizzly, but I don't see it happening. I hope that they have veteran leadership that can take him under their wing and keep him going in the right direction. He had TA, he was around TA quite a bit this year, and he talked about Jay Crowder and Solomon Hill and those guys. Josh Jackson has had some off-the-court issues. He has the talent to be out there. It's all about getting him in the right situation to where he has the people around him that are going to keep him pointed in the right direction. Hope he does. That man,
and he's.
Oh, I don't want it to happen anywhere else. I don't, but I wish him well. I do. Yeah. You know, I want to see. He was super nice. Like,
that's what I was about to say.
Josh
he's
got
awesome.
Called up just prior to all of the COVID crap breaking out. And I had nothing Memphis for him to sign. I don't even remember what. I got something autographed. It may have been a Suns, like his rookie photo or something like that. I can't remember what it was. I'm like, man, I said, I really couldn't find anything Memphis. And he's like, oh, it's all good, man. Super, super nice
great.
Guy. You know, well, he was really.
I had two Phoenix cards of his, and they were holographic ones. And he came up and actually took the thing out of my hand and looked at it. And he goes, man, these are really, really cool. He's like, these are nice.
Yeah.
And he signed both of them for me, which was awesome, you know. And yeah, he is great.
Memphis done him some good.
Yes.
You know, like the people that he was around really done him some good. So, well wishes to him. That would be, dude, I would be ecstatic if he did win most improved player. Like, I'm okay with Josh Jackson busting out.
That was one I meant to mention. Well, of course, they don't know that, but I meant to mention it the last time. Yep. But
so, all right, that's most improved. Now we're going to move on. Defensive player of the year, Sam. Who you got?
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy.
I believe that he can do well. He's up there every year. You know, he's
always. He is, and he's going to be, man.
Yeah.
Until the age starts to become an issue.
Until he turns, 35.
Yeah, he's going to be up there. He's a good defender.
He's going to be great.
His length allows him to make up for other crap. Like, he can make mistakes and make up for it with his length. So that's a pretty safe bet. I actually, for Defensive Player of the Year, I think this guy is going to be riding a high coming out of the bubble. He helped lead the Heat to the finals. He was fourth, this season in Defensive Player of the Year. I think Bam Adebayo, just his defensive versatility, he can pretty well hold his own against anybody on the floor. There's going to be some guys that give him problems, but all in all, he's going to be able to hold his own. There was a statistic, and I should have had it. I had time. Well, I say I had time. I had it down. I didn't. I guess I deleted it, and I should have got it before Sam made his way back over here. But percentage-wise on what he guarded, it was forwards was one. That was 40-something percent of the time. And then it was guards from there. It didn't go forward centers, which is what you would think for a big guy, what it would be. He went forwards, guards, and it wasn't a huge percentage difference between guard, center. But you know, he can hold his own. He moves his feet well. He stays in front of his guy. He does a great job on the defensive end. And I think you could see he had a breakout year. He was in the running. Maybe, arguably, could have won most improved player this year.
I'm a little surprised he didn't, really.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon Ingram killed it.
And Brandon deserved it, absolutely. But, Bam, like, if you could have two people, those two would have been it right
Yeah, like
there.
The co-most improved. Yeah. But that's my guy, Defensive Player of the Year, Bam Adebayo. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Uh-oh.
We're going to move on to the big boy, the big one.
The big one?
2021 MVP.
MVP.
Most valuable player. Sam, who you got?
Okay. Yep, I'm going with what I said last time. I am, but I'm going to do it. Yeah, Nikola Jokic. Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic.
I was wondering if you were going to backpedal and change your mind on that a little
bit. I contemplated, because, you know, I had it narrowed down to LeBron, because LeBron James, even though I'm not a big fan, it's LeBron James. It is. And then Nikola Jokic, of course. And then Luka Doncic. You know, and I think Luka, well, I mean, it's Luka. It's Luka.
I think a lot of that depends on how healthy KP is.
Mm-hmm.
That's without Kristaps Porzingis, the Mavericks don't win enough games for Luka to be considered.
Yep. Unless they can get another superstar.
I don't know. I mean, there's been all kinds. You know how the offseason is, man. There's been, like, just bonkers talks of
James Harden going to the Clippers, Paul George going to the Rockets, and it was him going to the Nets. That's what it was. Him going to the Nets, Harden going to the Clippers,
Giannis to the Mavericks, and the Warriors, and everybody else. Miami, it's been bonkers, dude. Like, just absolute chaos. But we're not gonna run down that road. We'll just leave that be. We're gonna leave all the crazy stuff out on the board. We're gonna make these completely early predictions and go on from there. All right. So Nikola Jokic, 2021 MVP for Sam.
Yep.
I'm going down a different road. I think Steph Curry is gonna come back and do Steph Curry things. The Warriors are gonna win 50 plus games, be at the top of the West.
Whoa.
And Steph Curry is going to be the best player on that team. That's what I think happens. I still cannot believe that they are in the top four. That is so disgusting.
They're in the top two.
Yeah, ugh.
They don't deserve it.
Yeah, anyway. All right, I'm not going to go. So Steph Curry, my MVP 2021.
He's still poo-poo.
All right, Sam. We're going to save the Grizzlies' record for last.
Okay.
And this is actually interesting. So we made this prediction. Again, I told you guys we had a little technical difficulties. Stuff got deleted, couldn't find it, couldn't recover it. And so we made our win predictions. But now knowing that they're talking about a shortened season, now we got to take a guess knowing that there's 10 less games. So that's going to be definitely different than what we guessed last night. But we're going to talk about the finals matchup right now. Sam, 2021, these are the guys. These are the two teams. And obviously, you know, this crazy free agency and roster changes, you never know what's going to happen. But I think the road to the finals goes through Los Angeles. You're going to have to beat AD and LeBron. So the Lakers from the West, and I think – that Milwaukee knows what they need to do in order to get over that hump. And I think Milwaukee and Giannis figured out, and we have a Bucks-Lakers, maybe a changing of the guard type thing.
Maybe.
You know.
I've seen that before.
It's
a few times.
Does Giannis get over the hump, make it to the finals, and beat LeBron to win his first title?
No.
I don't know. I do think that the Bucks make it. I think next year we see Lakers-Bucks in the finals. And I think LeBron, AD, and the Lakers repeat. So that's my prediction. Lakers, Bucks.
Not going to hate. Not going
to
hate.
AD, LeBron, Lakers, run it back. LeBron gets his fifth ring. Who you got, Sam?
What's your finals matchup? My finals matchup, I believe, especially the way they played, injuries really got them in those first few games. But I think if they can stay healthy and whatnot, I think they can do it again. Miami Heat.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm not going to let you do that.
Why?
This whole No. Just make a prediction.
Miami Heat.
We can be wrong. It's okay.
It makes me go crazy when I'm wrong.
It's okay.
No, it ain't. Neither.
It's fine.
I have to be right.
Yeah. Well, if maybe I'm guilty. I do that sometimes too.
Yes.
But it's way too early predictions.
It is.
We know
well, that's
that
what
there
I'm
are
going.
Things.
That's
we,
what I'm going with. I'm going
you know,
Miami
Who would have guessed that, you know, Steph Curry
breaks
gets
his
Aaron
wrist.
Baines' big old roly-poly butt roll over on his wrist.
Oh, that sucks.
If he doesn't get hurt, the Warriors, I mean, they're not as good without Klay, obviously, but they're not going to be a lottery team.
No.
I don't believe for one second that they're a lottery team if Klay stays healthy or if Steph stays healthy. So, all right.
Okay.
Miami
Heat out of the East. They're going to beat all them other scrub teams. They don't want none. And then I'm going to say Denver Nuggets.
Okay, a new finals matchup.
Yes. All right, I think they have the potential to beat Los Angeles because, as you, well, you watched, yeah. they were right there. They made conference finals. They beat, well, they should have beat the Jazz. I mean, there's no, I don't know why that went to seven games, but it did. It happened.
Yep.
The Clippers game, that everybody wrote out the Nuggets in that. Mm-hmm. Everybody wrote them out. I didn't, but everybody wrote them out. Most everybody, not everybody.
Oh, well, I mean, 3-1, man.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, it just
well, everybody wrote them out for the yeah. thing even start. You know, right when they found out, oh, Clippers are going to win that in five games. You know, it's just okay. Well, I saw something different.
Yeah,
force everybody game did. Seven. Yeah, exactly. Force game seven, and boom, they proved that. You know what? It didn't matter. Here we are. You're going to have to beat us, which Lakers did. But
yeah, you're going to have another year of experience.
Yep.
For Michael Porter, Bol Bol,
Jokic.
You know, there are a lot of things. You know, they have guys that are free agents that were key pieces of that team. And how much you're going to miss them. What happens with Jeremy Grant? Where does he go? Does he stay? Does he go? I think
you need to stay there, Jeremy Grant, just saying.
I don't think that he gets near enough credit. I think that he is underrated for what he brings mm-hmm. to the table. So, I mean, I don't think that that's impossible. I don't at all. I think that they're – I mean, obviously you saw what the Nuggets could do in the bubble. They're a good team. They're more than capable of getting there, for
and
sure.
And they have Bol Bol.
Bol, the rookie of the year. Get it. Bol Bol. All right. So there it is. Oh, no.
No, we got one
more. Who wins the championship? You got Nuggets, Heat. Who wins the championship?
Oh, Denver, all the way.
Denver Nuggets. He's got Jokic winning the MVP and the title.
And finals MVP. Done.
Done. Finished. Over.
TKO historical.
All right. So these were our predictions. I predicted prior to finding out that they're talking about a shortened season.
Oh, I did too.
I picked the Grizzlies to go six games under 500 at 38-44. And Sam had them.
I had 40-42.
Just under 500. Now, knowing that there's. It's a 72-game season, 10 games less. What do you got, Sam? You think you staying with the still two games under?
I don't know.
You think they're winning 40 games in a 72-game season?
No, probably not.
No, I don't think that they do that either.
I think pushing it, I'm going to go with what I picked last year, even though it was 82 games. They have more experience now. I'm going to go. They're going to win 35.
35 out of 72?
Yep.
That's pretty close to what your other prediction is. That,
it's,
I mean,
it's five games over, you know, if yeah. you just take 10 off. But
I'm saying 30 wins. 30 wins. And here's the deal. This is the biggest point that I want to get across. The Grizzlies can improve mm-hmm. and still miss the playoffs.
Yep.
There are teams that are – So the only team in the Western Conference that I will give you a 100% guarantee is not going to be back next year is Oklahoma City Thunder. Every other team that was in the Western Conference playoff is going to be back. And the Warriors are healthy. Sacramento Kings, are they healthy? They're capable. The Phoenix Suns. 8-0 in the bubble.
My God.
Everybody's like, why is Phoenix even coming? They got to run the table to even be in there.
They got to win eight straight. It's impossible.
They
Boom.
Ran the freaking table.
Suck on that, DeAndre.
And, you know, if the Grizzlies, and I'm not going to go back down that road. It hurts too much. Anyway.
All they do is win one.
I said if they beat Portland in that game, in that early game.
All they had to do was win one.
And say if they beat Portland in the, you know, they were in that game, they mm-hmm. could have beat Portland in that mm-hmm. first matchup.
Yep.
And they're there, you know. Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, they would have had to play the play-in game. It may,
but then they would have been playing Phoenix, wouldn't yeah. they? Yeah.
Yeah, if yeah. they beat Portland in that game, it would have been Memphis and Phoenix in the play-in.
That's
game.
Not the team you want to play there though.
I mean, no. I mean,
neither one really.
Prior to the bubble, you're like, "Oh yeah, sure, give me Phoenix."
Give me Phoenix. You're going to get
And ready. Then Devin Booker and the Suns were like, "Surprise, hey. Mother."
Oh,
and we're
man.
Wrecking.
smacking folks.
Yeah, 8-0. So there are teams in the West that are on the come up. The Pelicans didn't make it, and I hate to give them credit. I hate to. But they could be another team that's right there knocking on the playoff door. Think it depends on what happens with Jrue Holiday. Is he still there? Is he moved?
Move him to Memphis.
Stan Van Gundy
is their coach. Stan Van Gundy.
Stan Van. He has had an excellent record as a head coach. He's made the playoffs. He's been successful. Probably a good fit for them there. So the Grizzlies could theoretically, literally, they could improve
and still
miss the playoffs, still be a lottery team next year. I'm not going to be disappointed, to be honest. If they are a lottery team next year, there are a lot of guys that are available going into next year's
draft,
if the Grizzlies somehow jump to the front of the line and get one of those guys to pair with Jaren and Ja and Brandon, oh my goodness. Anyway, I'm dreaming here.
Is what it is. We can dream.
That's right. So that's it. That's all we got. We gave you our way too early predictions on Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved, MVP, Finals matchup, who the champion's going to be, and the Grizzlies record.
Yep.
I got them at 30 games. Man, that's like 12 under. Yeah, I don't know that they lose that.
30 and yeah, that is that's, yeah. That's exactly 12. Yeah,
man, I don't know that they lose that many.
That's why I went 35.
I think 35 is a good number, Sam. I hate to match you, but I'm going to.
Hey, let's get it.
Yeah,
I think I was almost right last year, and I was just pulling numbers out my butt. So
yeah, I think 35 out of 72 is a pretty solid number. That's we'll go with that. That'd put them 35 and 37, two games under 500.
Yeah.
They're definitely capable. There's a lot of things that factor into that, but we'll see. So we're going to wrap it up. You can find the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. You can find me on Twitter at DWell2111. And Sam is?
It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B1118.
Before we get out of here, mybookie.ag is still running their promo, guys. Basketball season is over, but all the rest of the sports are up and running. The World Series, Game 3, maybe tonight? I don't know, depending on when you're listening to it. It's either when you're listening to it or it happened before. Anyway, the World Series is going. You can get in on some early NBA bets. There's still coaching openings. Man, the NBA is chaos right now. There's plenty of stuff to bet on out there. Go check them out. Use the promo code HoopBall at mybookie.ag. They will match your initial deposit 100%. If you're a parlay guy, go over there, parlay your bets, bet, parlay, win big. Mybookie.ag has more lines and better odds than any other sports book out there. Go look them up. You will not be disappointed. Use our promo code HoopBall. Get your initial deposit match. Win you some money. Check out mybookie.ag. Promo code again one more time, HoopBall. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go green.
And be like Nike and just do it.
Jaeger!
This has been a HoopBall presentation.